We're glad you're here with us today because we're going to focus on what's important. And I hope that advance is important to all of you. Don't you think so? Isn't advance important in our lives?
It is very important. We encourage you to read our articles and also check out our topic talks. There is the QR code right there at the top of page 22. So take your smartphone and check out our latest videos.
Thank you, Brandon. So Brandon is here today, and also we have Carolyn with us today.
Hello, everyone. It's great to be here.
So are we going to focus on important things in this world today?
Yes, we have a lot to talk about, and there are a lot of things that demand our attention. So deciding what is and is not important is really important.
That's true. And, you know, we're going to discuss the subject and also some pretty good words. We might pick up a few new vocabulary words as we go along.
That's right. And we have some of them marked for you. Maybe some other words we don't have marked, but you can still learn those as well.
But the main thing is to learn what's important in our lives. Because if things are important, then we feel like they're worth doing, don't we?
That's right. But sometimes we don't set aside time to do the important things. And so we're talking about the difference between what is urgent and what is important. And I don't know about you, Doris, but I don't always think of that. Sometimes you just get caught up in what you need to do every day and you don't
set aside time.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay, well, tell us where our article is going to start. Tell us about that.
Well, we are on page 22 in the Advanced magazine. So if you have your magazine with you, you can open up to pages 22 and 23. We'll be looking at the first day, and it's June 12th. So if you have your smart device, you can also find your article there.
That's true. And you can look at mstudioclassroom.com and look at the topic docs there, mm-hmm. or you can use your phone and do it right here in the magazine, can't you?
Yes.
Okay, so let's find out here how to learn how to get the important stuff done. The word stuff, if I were going to put a subtitle, I would say, learn how to get the important things done. Why do you think they use stuff?
Well, stuff is a more informal word, and we use it a lot nowadays. So saying stuff is just a little catchier than saying things. And, well, when we talk about important things that we need to get done, since they chose the word stuff and it's a little more informal, it's maybe those things aren't quite as important as we think they are. So looking at what is urgent and what is important and deciding what things we actually need to do.
Right. If you're going to say stuff, probably in Chinese, we just say it's just dongxi, some dongxi. Get the things you need to be done, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to talk about today. And we're going to read the very first section then. So let's read it, and you can read out loud with us if you want. It helps you remember, and it's good for practicing English. So let's read the first section.
Five ways to focus on what's important. Learn how to get the important stuff done. President Eisenhower said, "I have two kinds of problems, the urgent and the important. The urgent are not important, and the important are never urgent." People feel frustrated because they feel like they are ignoring what matters most to them. Among the biggest culprits, feeling that your work-life day-to-day existence isn't meaningful. Not doing the travel you've always dreamed of. Spending too little time with loved ones. And not making self-care a priority. It's understandable that we miss this stuff. We're all just trying to blast through the urgency of the day-to-day grind. But we still have to figure out how to get the important stuff done, too. Here's how.
Well, thank you, Carolyn, for that reading. We start off with President Eisenhower, and this is an interesting quote. He talks about the difference between what is urgent and what is important. He says, "The urgent are not important, and the important are never urgent," Doris.
That's interesting, isn't it?
It is, and it reminds us, you know, for us to think, stop and think, what is important to me in my life and what is urgent? And if we only focus on the urgent, we'll find out that we don't have time for what's really important to us.
Well, I think that's one thing that this article is really emphasizes a lot is the difference in urgent and important, don't you think so?
Yeah, so if something is urgent. That means that it needs to get done right away. You don't have time to waste on it. You have to get it done immediately. But urgent things aren't necessarily important things.
Right. It can be, because sometimes they have to get done. Like if you're on the radio, you have to be there on time, or TV or something. That's kind of urgent.
Right. Things that are scheduled, mm-hmm. things that have a deadline, those
right.
tend to be urgent.
And sometimes they're important, but I mean, sometimes you don't have time to do the other things, too.
That's right. Maybe, for example, mm-hmm. you want to spend time with your family, but you don't schedule that. You don't make time for it because you're focused on, well, I need to get this done, and I have to do this. And everything seems urgent these days, right? So
right.
you have to be careful.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe your son or somebody might say, Daddy, do you have to go to work today? And you say, yes, but you have to go to school.
Yeah.
So we all have certain things
sure.
we have to do, don't we?
Right, right. But if we're always focusing on what is right in front of us, then maybe we don't achieve our goals, and the goals are the important things. Maybe you have a goal to exercise more, but you're so busy doing other things that you never make time for that exercise.
That's right, and exercise is very important for our health.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, like line 5 says that people can feel frustrated because they feel like they're ignoring what matters most to them. Now, one thing is, I think we should find out what things frustrate us, because we shouldn't go around feeling frustrated all the time. It's not good to be frustrated. So if things bother you and you think, oh, why do I have to do this? And you find out what they are. So we're going to find out what they are.
Yes. So among the biggest culprits are...
What is a culprit, by the way?
Huh? A culprit is the guilty party, the cause.
Right.
So some of these biggest culprits are feeling that your work, life, day-to-day existence isn't meaningful.
Mm. Wow.
And that is a big one. If you feel like your life doesn't have meaning, then that can make you feel really frustrated. But we know that everyone's life does have meaning.
That's true. Right. So whatever you do, your job, if you're doing it just for the salary or because that's all you could find to do, you said that's, you know, not very challenging. You should probably feel that what you're doing is important.
That's right. You want to have purpose in what you're doing. Or even if you are in a job right now, you feel that you don't have much purpose in it, try to do something outside of that job that brings purpose into your life. And so try to find purpose wherever you can.
But it's amazing how many jobs, like people that even do cleaning, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you feel that you can make a place really clean, like you're cleaning offices and all, and you clean all the different places, and it's so the people that work there can have a clean atmosphere, and cleaning can be something very challenging. You don't say, just sweep through it like that. But I think if you make your job important, every job can be important, don't you think
mm-hmm.
so?
I think so. It reminds me of a quote that was something along the lines of, if you were born to be a street sweeper, be the best street sweeper you can be.
Mm-hmm. And make the streets clean so people
yes.
say, isn't that nice? The city is so clean and you have a part in it.
Yeah, so no matter what you're doing, do your very best at it.
That's true. And then another thing it says here that you want to travel and you've always dreamed of it and stuff and things like that. You say, oh, I don't have time to travel. But you can actually travel by reading Studio Classroom.
Yeah.
You're an armchair traveler.
That's right.
Find out more about traveling or plan a trip. And don't have to be frustrated about it. Just figure out when you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really important. And then there's spending too little time with loved ones. And I think that we do get caught up in so many different responsibilities that we don't always make time for the people that matter most.
That's true. I know some people say, well, I try to go see my parents. Maybe they live in another city or something. I'll go see them every month. It's put on the schedule instead of just saying, I'll wait till Christmas.
I think that's the key, Doris, with all of this, is really scheduling things in, because we have busy lifestyles, so we have to make time. It's almost like making an appointment, but you really have to schedule it in and be intentional about it.
I think most of those are pretty important. In line 10, it says, and not making self-care a priority. In other words, not taking care of yourself. Now, we need to take care of ourselves, Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be the number one priority, maybe. But if we don't take care of ourselves, then we can't take care of other people.
That's right.
So we do have to think about we get enough sleep mm-hmm. and exercise and things like that, don't we?
Yeah, and we need to make sure that we also eat healthy food,
yes.
make time to have healthy meals and not just eat fast food all the time.
Mm. Right, that's true. So it says that sometimes we miss this kind of stuff. I would say we miss these things. If I were writing the mm-hmm. article, I would say we miss these things.
Right. And it says we're all just trying to blast through the urgency of the day-to-day grind. Now, some people, they think when they get up every day, oh, it's another day, I have to do this and that, and they're just trying to get through everything because they have so much to do and they don't really enjoy their jobs. And so, you know, that causes a lot of frustration.
Mm-hmm. And the idea of blasting through it, it means taking a lot of effort when a blast is taken, or, you know, mm-hmm. oh, how am I going to do it today? I have to do this. And sometimes we talk about our daily routine as our day-to-day, what mm-hmm. we do every day. But I don't like to feel it's a grind. I don't feel that being at Studio Classroom is a grind. Here we are talking to you. That's kind of fun. It's not a grind. Is that a grind to be here and talk to our friends?
No, I think it's very enjoyable.
It's a privilege.
Yeah, and we get to do something a little bit different every yeah. day, talk about different topics. And a grind just sounds very painful. And
it's like you're working in a coal mine or something, you know, like that.
Right. Right. It's something that you do probably every day, and it's tiring and unpleasant, as Carolyn said.
Right. So I don't think we should think of our job as a daily grind. It should be something we enjoy doing, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
And so it says here we have to figure out how to get the important things or stuff done, too. And then so this person who wrote this, Susie Moore, she's telling us some of her ideas, and we will be going over them today and tomorrow and seeing what we think about them. That's what this article is about, isn't it?
That's right, and it's broken down into different tips, and so that makes it easier to just take everything in. And so we hope that by the end of the article, you can think about and tell the difference between what is urgent and what is important.
And that's what this whole first section is about, is knowing the difference between urgent and important, and how we feel about our job and what we do. I think everybody likes to think that their life is important to make a difference in the world. Don't you think so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really, really important. It's mm-hmm. a really wonderful thing to know that you are making a difference.
Right. No matter if you're a teacher or if you're in politics or whatever you do, or a banker, you want to make life better for people, not just, I'm going to earn more money.
That's right.
That's not much of a goal.
No, you want to think about other people and whatever you're doing. Are you investing in the lives of other people? What are you doing to make people's lives better?
So they have several things listed here. And what's the first one we're going to talk about?
We're going to talk about understanding the difference between urgent and important.
One. Understand the difference between urgent and important. Important activities create outcomes that lead us to achieving our long-term goals. Urgent activities demand our immediate attention and are usually external, helping someone else achieve their goals, like a needy friend, a boss, or a client. Given that the consequences of not complying with the urgent have immediate consequences, we often tend to them first. Or for some of us, we only manage these concerns all of the time.
So tip number one is talking about understanding the difference between urgent and important. And we talk about important activities create outcomes that lead us to achieving our long-term goals. So sometimes we are just thinking about what's right in front of me, but what about your long-term goals?
Do you think everybody has long-term goals or not?
I don't know. I think maybe sometimes we get so caught up in what is happening right now that we don't make goals. We don't mm-hmm. think about the long-term because mm-hmm. we're too preoccupied with what's happening right now.
Well, and then the things change so fast in the world today, you can't really make long-term plans because the world changes so fast. But I'm sure, like, for instance, now, Carolyn, you and your husband, you probably say, well, someday we'll take a trip to Europe or something. You have might be not a long-term goal, but you have things you might want to do in the future that you can't do now. Do you ever feel like that?
Oh, yeah, sure, all the time. Yeah, we like to make plans for the future, but we don't have firm plans.
No.
We have ideas of things we want to do. We prepare for those things, but nothing is ever set in stone.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good, because then if it doesn't work out that way, you won't be frustrated. You won't be, you say, well, I'd like to if we can. And if you can't, then somebody else. So I think we have to accept life as it is for us, too.
Sure. It's good to have some goals, but with flexibility. Maybe you want to learn a new language, so you have to set some goals in order to actually meet that.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But there are some urgent things that take our immediate attention, and they're, by external, we just mean things that we have to do, like go to work or go to school or whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those
mm-hmm.
are kind of outside things more. It's not like studying, which is more internal thing, right?
Right. So these external things are usually things that other people need you to do.
Like your company.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, we have goals for Studio Classroom, and you have to help with those goals. They're good goals. They may not be your personal ones, but they're group goals.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have deadlines you need to meet, and you may be getting closer to the deadline, so something becomes very urgent.
Mm-hmm. But if you don't meet those, there's certain consequences if you're not complying with the urgent. In other words, you do have to meet those urgent goals because, you know, we have to get the magazine out on time. And we do have to. So that's one of those urgent goals. And it's not bad, but it's urgent. Right?
And if you don't finish something on time, for example, there are immediate consequences. So that makes you have that sense of urgency, that feeling of, I have to get this done right away.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so we tend to do them first. To tend to means that we are lean towards doing that, or we have to almost.
Right, and also here it's talking about the idea of you're dealing with a problem. You tend to them, so you focus on that first.
Right, you do those first, because you have to do those first. And sometimes that's all you have time. You say, well, I'm just getting this out. I'm getting the magazine. I'm getting the programs done. Or people are saying, I have to get the accounts ready for the boss. And we focus on that. And that's okay, but that's not all.
Don't let it rule your life. If you let that urgency rule you, you will become very frustrated.
So we do have to do urgent things. There's no way we can not do them. But there are other things, too. So let's say a balance between urgent and important, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that is really key to what we're talking about here, is finding that balance.
So that's the first point, is to find out the difference. And what is the second point about?
The second one is know what's important to you.
Okay, so it's a short one, but let's read that one.
Two, know what's important to you. What are you longing to do? What tugs at your heart and resonates with you? The first thing we need to do to get the important stuff done is know what the important stuff is. This year for me, it was writing a book, which registered exactly 0 on the urgency scale, but 100 on the importance scale.
Okay, so now we are talking about what is important to you. What are you longing to do? And I would like to think about the word passion. What are you passionate about?
That's true. If you don't have any passion in what you're doing, you won't be able to do it very well.
That's right. And you need that in your job and in your life. You need to be passionate about something, or else you just kind of go through life with little purpose.
So what tugs at your heart? Now, some people are worried about all the people in the world that don't have enough to eat. And some people are worried about their city or their other things. I mean, there's certain things that seem very important to you.
Yeah, so that we could say it tugs at your heart, or it tugs at your heartstrings, where you just have this real desire to help someone else or to achieve a certain goal. Maybe you want to share something very important to you with other people.
Right, so that resonates with you. That word is something we probably wouldn't use it a lot in conversation.
No, but if something resonates with you, it really kind of sticks in your heart. It really kind of makes sense to you.
Speaks to you almost.
It speaks to you. For example, maybe if you see some people in need, maybe homeless people, for example, and you feel, oh, I really want to help them. And so that is something that you get involved with, where someone else might be involved in something totally different. So we all have different passions and desires.
Right. Well, and some people might say, well, certain things in your country, we need to work on the infrastructure, work on the bridges and all that kind of thing, so they want to be in government so they can help the people. And that's why people should be in government, not just to say, oh, I'm this or that, but so they can help the people.
That's right, not just for power, right?
Right, and teachers also want to help the students and those kind of things. That's why they take the job, not because they just want to talk. They want to help the students.
Yeah, and it's often not for money either, because teaching is not an easy job, and it's not always a very praised position, because it's difficult. There's a lot that goes into teaching.
And, of course, we have little projects like this lady, this Susie Moore here. She had a project. What was the thing she wanted to get done?
Well, she wanted to write a book, and I like the way she says this. It registered exactly zero on the urgency scale.
In other words, it wasn't a high priority. It was
right.
Zero.
It wasn't urgent. It didn't need to get done right away.
I'm going to write a book, too, but it's on zero on my scale.
But it was important to her, so she made time for it.
Right, that's true. It was 100 on the important scale, so... Right. It's not that high on my scale, so I'm not going to write mine yet. But the point is that you have to think about things that you'd like to do and then figure out if it's worth making time for them. So you have to evaluate that yourself.
Think about the value of something, and if it's valuable, even if it's not urgent, you still can make time for it.
So you know what things are important. Is it really important for you to go to Europe or America? Maybe not. So how important is it to you? If it's very important, you might do it. If it's not, well, maybe not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's look at number three. What is number three?
Number three is talking about what makes you feel bad. Consider what makes you feel bad.
Three, consider what makes you feel bad. Some people struggle with identifying what they do want, but know very clearly what they don't want. What is grating on you in your life? A client said to me recently, "I hate working an office 9-to-6 job." That's a good starting point. She was voicing that she wanted freedom over her schedule. This led us to brainstorming jobs with more work-from-home flexibility, and even considering consulting work and going freelance full-time.
Okay, we normally don't encourage you to think about what makes you feel bad, but in this section it could actually help you, Doris.
Well, that's true, and this is what is grating on your life. I hate to think of anything grating on our life. What does that mean?
Well, if something's grating, then it's annoying you or it's causing pain in your life.
You just hate it.
Yeah, it's something you can't stand.
Can you imagine a client saying, "I hate to work in an office from 9-to-6. Well, a lot of people enjoy it. You look forward to seeing everybody, and you're working on projects, and we're going to get something done. Let's see what we can do today. And it kind of looked more of excitement to me than just saying, "Oh, I have to go to work."
Right, and I like that as far as I like to go and be around people. Like if I were to stay at home all day, I would get very bored. And so it's good that I'm around people and I like to work in a team.
Well, another thing is you can't really do that much by yourself. We need each other. Mm. We need group goals. We need group projects. Nobody can do anything by themselves. Sometimes people say, "Oh, look what you did, Doris. I didn't do anything by myself. I always had many people working together." One person cannot do very much by themselves. They have to admit it's a group together, and you have to get together and talk about it. So it's a good starting point.
Yeah, and I think part of this goes back to a topic that we've covered before, is the office culture.
Mm-hmm.
Being in a good office environment makes a really big difference.
That's right. Some people say, "Well, I hate to go from 9-to-6. You better quit that job and find a job." I always tell people that work at Studio Classroom, I say, "If you don't like it, don't work here." Mm-hmm. Don't make yourself come to work. We enjoy coming here, don't we? We have fun.
Yeah. Don't make yourself miserable with your work.
We work, but we enjoy it, right?
Yeah, you are working every day, so do something you enjoy, if at all possible.
So a lot of people say, "Well, you know, I would like to have more freedom." And it's kind of what they say, the millennials, the young people, they say, "Oh, I want to work from home. I want to be flexible. I want to do what I like, freelance." And this is okay, but it doesn't give you much concrete goals or purpose, and you might not be able to accomplish very much in your life.
Right. A lot of people want flexibility, this idea of being a freelancer. You maybe pick up work here and there for different companies, and people want lots of flexibility. But not everyone's like that, but maybe it's more common these days.
But I think that people that do that in the end, sometimes they're even more frustrated. They don't know what their goals are because you find that in the end, they think, well, I don't know if I want to do this or this, and they don't seem to be so settled down. Mm-hmm. But if you can work with the group and accomplish something, you feel like you're doing something. I think you have more strength and unity of joining together. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I think that's a good point, Doris, is when we work together in a group, we can do so much more than when we do it on our own. And it's often really hard as a freelancer to get your client base set up, to make it possible for you to have an income as a freelancer.
That's true.
And it's good to work with other people, and you form relationships, and you can enjoy that part of work.
Be part of a group, yeah. Right. But anyway, you can consider what makes you feel bad, also what makes you feel good. But that's just the first three. So come back tomorrow for the rest of them, and we'll be here waiting to discuss them with you. So have a good time today, and I hope you enjoy what you're doing today.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.